So how does all this look to some of the people watching at home? Christy Williamson is a 31-year-old in Sebree, Kentucky, and says she liked seeing Republicans criticize Democratic-leaning states where officials closed churches during the pandemic.
God is my be-all, end-all. So, of course, you know, closing churches, that's a big thing for me.
Williamson is a registered nurse and says health insurance has become more lax under President Trump, which she says is a good thing.
I kind of feel like you're more apt to get what you pay for. And when the COVID first started up, the fact that we were able to get our PPE and we were able to get ventilators and things like that, you know, that was awesome. We were truly blessed.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, Austin Robertson and Shannon McNeil were put off by the speeches from Donald Trump Jr. and the campaign's finance chair, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Kimberly Guilfoyle was horrible.
And Trump's son.
She's a huge disappointment. It's almost like she was trying to get the base riled up.
She was like yelling.
It was just embarrassing, to be honest.
Robertson is 33, McNeil is 24. They are vegan environmentalists, but for them, the Democrats have gone too far left.
Prison reform and environmentalism have been pushed aside to police reform, which we're against. I mean, like, I don't want to defund the police.
I'd like to call the police, you know, if like somebody comes to your door, you don't want to be like having to like fend for yourself.
The Democrats pretty much lost their interest. I mean, we might have voted Democrat
if there was
six months ago, like, but I don't think it's going to happen now.
Some views of voters after the first night of the Republican convention.